Hello and welcome to 94 of Radio Flash, and this is the Halloween's Come Early edition. Yes, it has spooky noises and whatever. Hello and welcome to welcome to Radio Clash 94, and that was the incomparable Bingo Star, the name always makes me think of Bingo Wings, but that's just me, with Freaky and Tropez, which is Bridget Bardot, Satropez versus, of course, Missy's Get Your Freak On. Just double check, yeah, it's been Bridget, yeah. Anyway, this is probably the double check edition because I'm trying to make sure I mention people and shit. I hope you enjoyed the survived. I hope you survived. I hope there are still some of you out there. I'm not totally sure. I think you're all kind of like, it's like a little wasteland, and there's a lone dog, of course, doesn't listen, and some tumbleweed, and you know that fog. That fog always appears in horror films, and just sort of slain bodies everywhere. I had to enter into the spirit of it being John Peel Day, even though I then kind of trashed the whole John Peel Day thing at the end, which was partly the red wine and partly the response to Radio 1's shows. And I do have a, well, it's not really an apology, but I didn't make it clear that when I was, no one's contacted me, but when I was saying about the Peel shows generally being major suckage, I was talking about the official shows. Podcasts have all been very good, and I've kind of like moved the envelope. They haven't just played sort of Teenage Kicks, the original version, and gone, oh, it's John Peel Day. Oh. You know, they've actually, you know, extended it and talked about, you know, what it means to them, and also played other stuff, which I think is important, which is what I was going to make the point. I wanted to kind of put in one show the mentalism of a few of the tracks that you hear in a John Peel show, and just kind of extrapolate that to, you know, to a kind of a non-radio format friendly, you know, format. Well, not really a format, non-format, non-show, and put it, you know, put it down. So I'm glad I did it. And the interesting thing is the amount of people who managed to survive to the end of the show. You've got Timo, you've got Imi Pack, Timo Luej, I think, I don't know how to pronounce that, sorry, The Sinkster, Adielu Adibayu, Alexandra Pangrach, and Yanu apparently all made it to the end of the show. And apologies if I missed you, because I've been sort of looking through my email and trying to see who's emailed me. And I have to say, it was partly inspired by two shows. One of them, which is Some Assembly Required, and the other one is People Like Us, Do or DOI. And I was kind of like trying to then put that into a blender, at the Radio Clash, you know, madness, and Do I Do Why is pretty mad, and then chuck loads of offensive stuff in there. I think it succeeded. It's interesting. A lot of people now want prizes. I'll let you know. Certainly the first person who responded will get a prize. I have to try and work out what prize for the people, because I've only got a few of the Bride of Monster Mash CDs to give away. And that's the other thing I've been doing is, of course, Mutant, which is later on in the show. There's going to be an early Halloween mix relating to Mutant and the Bride of Monster Mash album. You can go to the blog. There's various blog entries, and there'll be links from the show notes to that album, and also details about Mutant, which is on 28th of October at Fluid, which is just on Charterhouse Road, which is just up from Fabric in London, and that starts from 8 p.m. And I'll be DJing, Pilchard will be DJing, Who Boys and Phil and Dog headlining, and it's going to be a good one. So come on down. I keep reminding you of these things, but I don't want to turn up and in possibly fancy dress and then find no other fucker turns up. That'd be really embarrassing. So I do have loads to talk about, but I think it's probably best to get into the mashups, since I am apparently the Random Rambler. I'm going to call myself that, Tim, the Random Rambler. Maybe on DJ, no, so I'll say Tim, Random Rambler. So I hope you survived the Black Friday, which apparently, and this is the educational bit of the show. It's, don't worry, it'll be over quickly. According to QX Bear, the reason why Friday the 13th became dodgy, or I'm not sure if it is because of 13th of October was when the Knights Templar were all destroyed or killed, or, you know, it was actually a banned organisation by the Pope and various other people at the time, in the 14th century. So I think that's apparently where Black Friday and probably Friday the 13th comes from, but certainly 13th of October, as well as being Peel Day, is also go be nasty to a Knight Templar Day as well, apparently, which is not snappy, really. So I'm going to start with a great bootleg. Jules MF doesn't do very much, very many bootlegs. I wish he'd done a lot more, but when he does them, they are always good. So this is his mix of Franz Ferdinand. Yeah, yeah. Ra 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 ra
Thank you. just the weather, or how long it's gonna last. And I ain't got time to do no studying once I get out of class. Telling ya, I'm just a fella that I got a one track mind. You know I'm too busy thinking about my baby.
Give a fuck. making them F.A. Park.
Will the real R.
X, please stand up.
Will the real R.
X, please stand up.
Will the real R.
X, please stand up.
Will the real R.
X, please stand up. My name, my name, my name is
R.
X.
R.
X. My name, my name, my name is
R.
X.
R.
X.
That's news to me.
In today's world, direct communication is a ticket to success. So tonight I propose
a plan to
destroy you once and for all. In the next 4 years, I will work with my fellow Americans,
taking requests
with the ultimate goal, the total control of your soul. Will the real R.
X, please stand up.
Will the real R.
X, please stand up.
Will the real R.
X, please stand up.
Will the real R.
X, please stand up. My name, my name, my name is
R.
X.
R.
X. And the whole world now knows my name, my name, my name is
R.
X.
R.
X. Okay.
By the way, I wake up every day, every morning. That's my job. And it's hard work. It is hard work. It's hard work. It's incredibly hard. Believe me. But I think it's worth it, Jim. I think it's worth it. Because I know in the long term, it will set such a powerful example that we can look back and say we did our duty. Duty.
Yeah.
We're doing our duty.
Now, wait a minute, Buster.
You can't do that. Can't tell you how big a mistake I think that is.
People get their hands up.
Yeah.
Go.
Shorty.
Wheel the real R.
X, please stand up. Show us.
Why don't you show us?
My name. My name. My name is
R.
X.
No doubt about it. It's
R.
X. There's just no doubt in my mind.
My name. My name. My name is
R.
X.
Totally fresh.
R.
X. Let me see my name.
I have a message for every American who is 14 or older.
I'm running for president. This is going to be a grassroots campaign.
Nothing like this has happened.
I ask every American to contribute as they are able to do so. For more information about how to make a donation,
get on your internet and call it up.
Talk about
the party.
Party.com.
Yep.
The party.
Party.com.
Get on your internet.
Get on your internet.
Get on your internet
and call it up.
Talk about
the party.
Party.com.
Duty.
The party.
Party.com.
I think this will work.
Get on your internet.
Get on your internet.
We will help you help us.
The fellas walked in.
Wield the real R.
X, please stand up.
Good times. Good times.
Wield the real R.
X, please stand up.
My name is
R.
X,
wield the real R.
X, please stand up.
Yeah, they got me started here.
Wield the real R.
X, please stand up. My name is
R.
X, wield the real R.
X, please stand up.
When 7-Up has got me down, when high C gets me low, my Lovat's blue ain't blue, it's brown. My Nestle's quick just makes me slow. When my sparkling cider's lost its shine, my can of Sharps is dull. Hawaiian punch has knocked me cold. A feeling hits my skull.
And my mind just turns to Pepsi, and I couldn't tell you why. Smart drinks lead me to forget, and Coke won't get me high. When constant comment won't shut up, I'll sit right down and fill my cup with Pepsi. Drink it up.
When diet right to me is wrong, my country times expire. My Minute Maid's an hour long. My Maxwell House won't get me wired. When my pet milk turns on me and my Five Alive is dead. When my royal crown's been overthrown, an impulse hits my head.
And my mind just turns to Pepsi, and I think of it a lot. My Swiss Miss just wasn't pure, and Kool-Aid isn't hot. When a Wallace Moon
is not around. When sweet success has let me fail, I crave a flavor most profound.
And my mind just turns to Pepsi when I look, I see, I buy. My crystal light has just burned out.
It's just a funny thing.
Drink it up,
it's just a funny thing.
Up,
a Pepsi commercial where there's the sun setting on this farm and you hear this noise. And you don't know what it is. And then you see in the back of the barn there's a soda machine and this guy has a dollar bill. And then it takes it.
Make it up.
We'll be right back.
Was CSS with Let's Make Love and Listen to Death from Above. Well, I'll have the first part anyway. No, I quite like Ewan McLean track, but I first heard CSS, though I didn't realize it at the time, which is why I played Art Bitch twice, is that I heard it on the hijack that Lee from I'm Out Away and Jeb from 50 Pound Note did of Radio Clash, show 83. So I checked to see if I hadn't, you know, if I'd played it, but I didn't bother to check to see, because I knew I hadn't played it, but of course someone else had played it on my podcast. So hijack's so confusing. So that's a track I would have played instead of wrongly playing Art Bitch for the second time. Though Art Bitch is well worth playing for the second time. And there's two things I want to mention. One, Jeb is coming over for the Radio Clash night, which is on the 25th of October. You see, these things all come at once. And actually, something I haven't mentioned is that I'm actually TJing at Fluid at my friend Paige's and her brother Az's night called Detonate, which is she just sent me the flyer. And that is at 21st of October, either Saturday before we're doing Mutant at Fluid as well. They kind of turned me on to the venue, but apparently a lot of IDM, breakcore, electro, drum and bass, grime, chill. So I don't know what I'm going to play. It's going to be interesting. So that's on Saturday, 21st of October, from 9 PM. At the same place as Fluid, as 40th, and on the 25th, which is Wednesday, so this is going to be a very busy week for me. Jeb from 50 Pound Note is coming and DJing at the Arts Bar, which is 50 Frith Street. It's right by Ronnie Scott's. If you know Ronnie Scott's, I went to see the venue on Thursday, and everything's very cool. It's a really lovely venue, and what I've been doing is I've got one of those little DVD players, and I'm going to be playing loads of DivX and DVD files, all my specials. Yes, there's going to be Ulysses. Yes, there's going to be Mysterious Cities of Gold. Yes, there's going to be loads of things that you're going to think, fuck, I haven't seen that for years, and it's going to be bloody good. And headlining is Cartel Communique, who in London probably need no introduction, but I'll do it anyway. They of the Lid, Gimme Ragga, Joanna Bootleg, they of working with Ozzy Miso on Pattern Peg and John's Not Mad. They have many good videos and bootlegs, and of course used to run Bastard, which is sadly gone, but that's apparently the closest venue to Bastard that I have. So let me know if you want to go to that, because it's guest list only. It's free, but it's guest list only, and you can find the contact details on the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash, or email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I don't think the spam bots have worked out audio to text yet, though I have my doubts. What was the other thing I mentioned? Oh, yes. And of course, partly because he's about to heading for these shores, me and Lee of I Motor Away return the compliment of the several many months later of the hijack, and I've just done the 50 Pound Note counterfeit edition, which is all about rip-offs, mash-ups, people ripping other people off, all the kind of legal challenges to copyrights and rights issues, and it doesn't sound as dry as that. It's actually much more fun, because I managed to get away playing Gilbert O'Sullivan. We started off with Barney. Yeah, that Barney, the one, the big purple one. And played various things like that, and ended up on a classic Sister Sisters mashup from Phil and Dog, which I haven't even played on this show yet. So it's a good one. That you can find that on 50 Pound note.net. That's all one word, £50note.net. Or on his blog, which is 50-pound-note.livejournal.com. But it's easy to go to 50poundnote.net. They're both on there. And we also played a Vanilla Ice mash as well with Skinny Puppy. That's pretty cool. A Negative Land and Bismarcky and Chiffons and My Sweet Lord, Butthole Surfers. It's got an exclusive mash of mine that I've not even played on my own show. You will get one of the things I have that hasn't been played on. I don't think it's been played in an Alters podcast. It's been in a few mixes on the Bride of Monster Mash, which is a new DJ Nono track, which has been boing boinged. I mentioned that on the £50 note, but yes, I've got boing boinged twice. Once for Bride of Monster Mash, they kind of selected my track as the one which Corey Doctorow like, thought was a hoot. And then I think because I linked to my Muppet mix on show 89 got boing boinged. So I think I said in the last show hello to the boing boing listeners, but I didn't actually say why, because of course I didn't realise I hadn't actually mentioned it in my own show. Ah dear, the strange tangle webs we weep. Yeah, that's the right metaphor. It's now going to be the Mutant early Halloween mix. I'm doing this now because of Hectic Eclectic on the 25th at the Arts Theatre Bar. Plug. When's that from? That's from 9 PM. And because of Mutant and Detonate and everything, I have a nasty feeling. And then San Francisco Booty on the 11th of November, that I'm not going to do very many shows. I'm not going to do much of anything apart from finish all the mashups I'm working on, burn them to CD, sort out all the other stuff I'm going to sort out for at least these two nights, and also Detonate. So I'm just going to be like, so I thought I'd better get this mix out now, because otherwise it will never happen. There will be a few other shows before then, relating to Hectic Eclectic, what kind of music I'm going to play there with some stuff from Jeb, and a few other things, but I'm trying to sort of get everything out of the way. So this is a horrible hits and raised from the grave. This is the kind of music I'll be playing and other people will be playing from Mutant, especially a lot from the Bride of Monster Mash, which is bride-of.-monster-mash.com. And it's a very good website. I better not open, because otherwise you're gonna suddenly hear loads of what sounds like ducks crying, but I think it's supposed to be bells tolling, but I think it's supposed to be a baby. it sounds like an asthmatic duck quacking in the background. Sorry Alex, which is Graphite, who did the really wonderful job on the website, but I just find that so funny. But no, it's a really good website, really good graphics. So this is the Mutant early Halloween mix.
On the crypt doors creak and the tombstones quake, happy haunts materialize,
and begin to vocalize,
grim bringing ghosts come out to socialize. Now don't close your eyes and don't try to hide.
For a silly spook, we sit by your side.
Shrouded in the darkness hide.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grim bringing ghosts come out to socialize. As the moon climbs high over the dead oak tree,
spooks arrive for the midnight spree.
Creepy creaks with eerie eyes
start to shriek and harmonize.
Ghosts come out to socialize. When you hear the knell of a requiem bell, restless bones etherealize.
Rises groups of every size.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. For my love Notari in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. Zombies were having fun.
And a shoop.
The party had just begun.
And a shoop.
The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, over digging the sounds. He got on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
If you ever go surfing late at night, when the beach is dark and the moon is bright, that's when he rises from a watery grave and rides toward shore on a giant wave.
No more focus, old Bo's got a career. And I like your bizarre, and it's a party in here. And I'm ready to talk naughty in Veronica's ear. She erotic and it's hot, so I Heineken beer. Pull her to the side and invite her to cheers. Pull up a chair, nigga swear, no drama. Prepare for a player who working with a monster. I ain't got time to waste, let's vacate the place, shed blinds and drapes. Grind to your face in the grimy state, concentrate. You'll find that you're pounding cake. What we found was fake, we can watch two incredible mazes. Why settle and wait? Let's escalate to the nearest Super 80. See your rivers on the mirrors and the smearing booty kicks. Come on!
And this is my favorite song to sing along when the DJ throws it on. And if I leave here tonight and I fall asleep and wake up, hopefully she got some tea. And this is my favorite song to sing along when the DJ throws it on. And if I leave here tonight and I fall asleep and wake up, hopefully she got some tea.
Okay, holy moly, there he is. Look around the club, booty everywhere. She caught me staring and my homies daring me to approach Karen. She's my material. But she got a aerial, tons of baby fathers, baby bottles and cereal. She all does, I got a lot of denario. The DJ's playing OB song on the stereo. And she's in bed and she wants to be head on with the real thing, not the clones. And I know I don't wanna be heading home with some double D's full of silicone. 10 hood rat chicks around me outside. Found me outside, clown me outside. Till I popped the trunk and they found me outside. Busting at the bitches, screaming off to they rides.
And this is my favorite song to sing along when the DJ throws it on. And if I leave here tonight and I fall asleep and wake up, hopefully she got some tea.
Roly polies everywhere. Gotta find a slim chick's atmosphere. Obesity's blaring and she got me fearing. She gon' come over here and try to eat me literal. Like a box of Cheerios, carry cupcakes and chocolate tipsy rolls. I'm out of order cause I got a big girl disorder. So to cover up that rubber or I split. And I ain't got time to play. Let's investigate another place today. Ladies, less in weight in a dress they shape. Dresses petite, no window drapes. Word to mother, the goddamn Oakland beans got your Oakland jeans. Seems to me a little lean cuisine wouldn't hurt much. Don't touch.
No, Philip has.
Oh, okay.
It's been a funny sort of day, hasn't it?
Let me see the most terrific simple ghost, not scientific, maybe super like the movies of the day. Heavy footsteps in your eyes.
song of the gang.
It was nothing.
You know that I am called the Count because I really love to count. Sometimes I sit and count all day, but sometimes I get carried away. I can slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I stop and counting, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could count forever, count until I drop. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love counting whatever the amount. 1, 2, 3, 4, hey, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, that's the song of the count. I count the spiders on the wall. I count the cobwebs in the hall. Ooh. I count the candles on the shelf. When I'm alone, I count myself. Oh yeah, I'm slowly, slowly, slowly getting faster. Once I start counting, it's very hard to stop. Faster, faster, it is so exciting. I could count forever.
Want to die? But here's a real good reason why.
Vampire Playgirls.
Zombie guard! Nor is it! Oh!
Steve. Look at the face on that. He looks like he's at the back end of a bus. Oh, let go! Come on, come on. Keep moving. Keep pushing. Come on, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, dear. Keep moving. Keep moving. Keep moving. Oh, what an effort. And thanks again to Crouch End General Hospital for the body parts. All human remains are, of course, an 80 pudding with both deceased.
That was the excellent Aussie Miso mix of the Gonk from Dawn of the Dead. That's from Shaun of the Dead, and that's Fun Dead, the Cheggers mix. Very, very funny. And that was the Mutant mix. It's been a real pain to do. Sort of like just a little 15-20 minute mix, depending how I edit it. And several of the songs are either past or previous sort of Halloween mashup albums. This year's Bride of Monster Mash, there was stuff in there from, I think, Son of Monster Mash, from the Thrift Shop XL. There's DJ Nono, County Sound. That was the count on the middle. That's new DJ Nono. Several from Mr. Fab, French Bloke, Bug, Prodigy, Churchill, Essex. That's the great freaky Teeth Busters boot. And DJ Engineer. And at the start was from the Haunted Mansion theme park in, I think, Disney. I don't know. I've never been. So, we've got to move swiftly on, even though it's been mostly music. I've way too long in this show, definitely. Lots of rambling.
One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise made, four hands and then away. Both under influence, we had divine scent to know what to say. Would it be good?
That was the very hypnotic Tate Beatles with their Lament. You might have noticed from this show and last show, I've been very much getting into people like us, Wobbly, Tate Beatles. I've been checking out a lot of stuff which I kind of, apart from Negative Land and a little bit The Residents, I kind of sort of dropped out of listening to a lot of cut-up music. And I heard a few Tate Beatles things and thought, but actually now having to downloaded a lot of their canon, I'm very, very impressed. There is not just noisy cut-up stuff or necessary Beatles stuff, actually, because I think their first album was mostly Beatles-related stuff. But, of course, since then, they've been doing a lot of other things, including seems to be cutting up horror movies, I probably should have played one of those, but I wasn't really in the mood, but I probably should drop one of those in the Halloween mix. Then before that was The Heartbeats, originally by The Knife, then covered by Jose Gonzalez, and now covered by The Scala Chorus, and the Kalasny Brothers. I assume that's doing the orchestration. And if you've heard, Scala's one of those groups, along with Popchore and a few other things, choral groups that do kind of quite sort of interesting or quite odd sort of indie covers or covers of dance music, covers of sort of music you wouldn't expect to be in a sort of traditional classical choral idiom. So very well worth checking out. Very good website. Google them. So that's the end of the show. I've gone way, way above time. I have to do some judicious editing to get this down to something that I can nicely compress. I've been trying to compress them at 44 kilohertz. I found out what the problem with the voice is. So as long as I mono my voice, so you can't do any left channel, right channel. Of course, you won't hear that anyway. Type stuff. It kind of fixed the problem I had. Obviously, the slight difference between the left and right channel was causing a weird kind of audio effect. So I can have 44 kilohertz now. Way, kind of bass. But I have to get around keeping it short because, of course, my host doesn't do files over 50 meg, so it's really annoying. If I can find a decent host for my site, because I find a decent host for Radio Clash where I don't actually either it's all lumped in with broadband or I don't have to pay any extra, because the problem is all the things I have to pay are extra, whereas at the moment I'm getting it lumped in with my ISP, but it will cost me a lot of money if I go elsewhere. I mean, yeah, it might only be $5 or $10 a month, but above having to pay for everything else, that's still an extra cost from what I have at the moment. So it's a bit like, so I'm having to stick with the 50 meg limit because, it's free. And they don't seem to be bothered about the bandwidth, even after I got boing boinged, although we'll find out in the future whether they sort of call me up and go, oi, what are you doing? You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash or email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. Thanks for all the emails about the Peel Show and everything. It is much appreciated, and the comments, it was quite a lot, actually. I was amazed. Hey, offer free stuff, people comment. Well, I only sort of offered it. I'll see what I can do. I'm planning to do an album of bootlegs for my trip out to San Francisco, so maybe I can do that, because that's not going to be publicly released anyway, so maybe if people can stand my shitty bootlegs, that would be a nice enough prize or something else, I don't know. There's various ways of contacting me. I'm not going to list them all. Evoca and Odeo and Numbers. I did actually come across a really good number in the US that's free and doesn't seem to expire, but I haven't set it up properly yet, but I will do. And I think that was a listener suggestion. Thanks whoever suggested that. I'm terrible at remembering who it was, but that's it for today. Slightly a lot less frenetic than the last show, so I'm going to finish on a song from a very odd film, which is Head, if you've ever seen it. And this not only always reminds me, whenever you go to the Golden Gate Bridge or San Francisco, I think of the start of this film, you know, when they're falling through the air, they're sort of don't know if they jumped off the bridge or something. And this song is, I mean, not only was it ripped off by, seriously ripped off by Blur for their first album, for Sing, and a few other acts have ripped it off. It's actually a weird song. It's when they decided to manage themselves and took loads of drugs and then got people like Jack Nicholson to star in their films as bit parts. It's all very countercultural. And this is Annual Notice by the Tread of the Dead covering the Pauper's song.